It is Tuesday, and Tuesdays mean mindful living, mindful eating, mindful everythinging with Izelle Hoffman. And she is on the Zoom with me every Tuesday until we go back to studio. Then she'll be in studio with me. And today we're talking all things winter warmer germ killers. Hello, Izelle.
Hello, Danny. Dearest, how are you doing? And I love the way you were saying that winter warmer, what? Germ fighting something.
Germ killers. Yes, that's what we're talking about today.
Oh, goodness. It makes me think of Star Wars for some odd reason. But anyway, how have you
that makes me happy. I've been good. I've been good. There is, there's a lot happening in the world. The weather is changing. The soup
Yes.
packs are out. People are starting to pull out like the small jerseys, and you can feel that winter is on the way. But also, someone said happy birthday lockdown, because we've been in lockdown for 1 year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I must be honest, when I also saw that, because there was a lot about that on social media, like happy 1 year lockdown anniversary. And I was like, what? It's been a year already, and it just makes you realize that, life is actually so short. Time goes by so quickly, So forgive those that don't do you right and love the ones that do. And, don't have that ball and chain of things from the past because you can't change it. So rather make the most of the present. It is called the present after all because it is a gift. And look forward to the future because the changes and the choices you make today is going to dictate what your future is going to look like.
And also, I feel like keep your circle small. The smaller your circle, the closer the people, the more you can curate what you consume with your friends.
I actually need to agree with you there. Rather give one friend 100% than 10 friends 10%. For me, it's always quality over quantity.
Agreed. Okay, so Rizal Hoffman, lots is happening in your life, I know. And you're always busy, busy, busy. I know that you have been in and around the country, but we'll get into that. First things first, what are we doing to beat the winter blues and to beat the winter germs?
Well, first of all, we're going to get our fingers dirty in our vegetable garden because I am going to encourage people to start planting. People, wait for it, garlic. Garlic is, in fact, one of my favorite antiviral, antifungal, but also anti-inflammatory ingredient. But it also helps with the detoxification and the boosting of your metabolism. So, people, if you're planning on sitting quite a bit of time or spending quite a bit of time on the couch, then this is sort of the ingredient that you would like to include in majority of your winter warmer kind of recipes. But it also is a natural dewormer and it kills parasites. So for that reason, yeah, keep your body clean, give it the right ingredients so it has the ability to heal itself. And garlic is such a phenomenal ingredient. Whether you fry it in a bit of olive oil, whether you use black garlic, I don't know, Danny, if you ever cooked with black garlic, but it is absolutely phenomenal. I actually can remember when I was writing Karlien van Jaarsveld, cookbook, Karlien kan nie kook nie. There's a recipe of a mushroom sauce in there from her husband. And he specifically voice noted me all these instructions because I had to slot them down into a proper recipe. And man, that man loves his black garlic. So since then, every single time I see black garlic in the shops, I can't help but giggle. All these voice notes I used to get that I had to translate into proper mooi Afrikaans about hierdie swart knoffel wat jy moet fyn maak en dan by die sous moet sit.
Knoffel is awesome no matter what, but also surprisingly, it's very easy to grow in your garden as well. So you were telling us that you're expecting us to be growing some garlic. I've got to tell you, I'm ahead of the curve because I'm already growing garlic and ginger.
Oh, but then you should add some lovely parsley to your mix as well, because then we're already talking mini baby potatoes here. You know where I'm going with this,
Oh,
right? Olive
Dan, I'm
oil, garlic,
starving.
ground black pepper, and some beautiful fresh parsley on extra roasted little baby potatoes, sweet potatoes, and even butternut. And if you know, really want to add some extra oomph in that recipe, add a few chili flakes to the mix. Your gut is going to thank you. Your immune system is going to thank you. But you're also going to be thanking yourself, as well as any and everyone that is going to be enjoying that meal with you.
Because it is so good. Okay, so obviously, Izelle Hoffman, our ingredient this week is garlic. Why is garlic important to you, and why should it be important to us?
You know, so I think, you know, the reasons why I love adding it to my diet, majority of everyday sort of list of ingredients, you know, that we have already discussed. But other than that, you know, it's just such a feel-good ingredient. It just adds that wow factor to majority of dishes. I mean, think of anything that you can stir fry in a pan, add garlic, and it's a work of art all by itself. But other than that, I started thinking of garlic because since last week, for whatever reason, I started getting quite chilly, especially in the mornings, right? So I find there's like this extra chill in the air. And I mean, while we're sitting talking right now, it is actually raining outside, which makes me think something warm in a mug or in a bowl that tastes like a hug, you know? And by default, garlic is one of the ingredients that just pops up every time I think of anything that's sort of savory in that direction. And for that reason, I would love to share my creamy garlic and butter bean soup with all our listeners this week, because people, this one really hits home. And if you want to be sneaky and change it into a garlic mussel soup, you can just exclude the celery and the carrots and the spinach, and then the rest is literally history.
Okay, why garlic? Obviously, we're all a little bit less for something warm and a hug in a mug, but garlic we know is really, really, really good for you. Why garlic, and why have you paired it with the ingredients that you do? Because by now, Izal, we know that nothing is for nothing.
Well, let's start sort of with the list of the ingredients quickly. Now, of course, we're going to be frying some onion in some beautiful olive oil. And then our creaminess in this week's recipe is, in fact, our butter beans that we this is 4 cans. People, you are going to be serving 10 with this pot of soup. So don't think I'm going to be serving you just a can of beans here. So you are going to drain them and then process them and then blend them until they are smooth. Now, the name is sort of self-explanatory, because butter beans really adds that creaminess pretty much to anything as soon as it's blended. Then now we're going to add 2 liters of our unsweetened almond milk, and then beautiful crushed garlic, almond flour, salt and pepper, dried rosemary, raw honey, of course, and then the zest and the juice of 2 lemons. Now, people, so far, all of these ingredients are alkalizing and anti-inflammatory. So I am going to encourage you to eat that extra plate of soup this week, because you are feeding your body with all of the good stuff. Then last but not least, we're adding our spinach, lacquer in protein there, high in fiber as well, our celery stalks, some carrots, and then 2 handfuls of that freshly chopped Italian parsley straight from Danny's garden that she is still going to be planting very soon. And then if you really want to, you know, hit the sweet spot with it, you can also, instead of croutons, add the crispy chickpeas on top. Now, for that, the recipe is, in fact, on page 63 of Mindful Eating. And yes, the chapter's name is I Love Me. And yes, it's because this tastes like a hug in a mug, like we said, or in a plate. And you are going to go back for that extra scoop, because it just hits that spot so well.
I am here for this. How am I doing this if I want to put mussels in it? Because you've kind of maybe sold me on that.
So pretty much you're going to be cooking like a white normal soup, right? So just exclude all the colorful ingredients that is in this one. And it's technically speaking, all the veggies towards the end of the list of ingredients. It's your celery, your carrots, and your spinach that you can exclude, but keep your parsley in, because parsley does go so well with mussels. Now, I'm not all for the canned mussels, but if you really can't get hold of the real mussels still in the shell that you can cook in a little bit of sneaky white wine and a bit of hot water and salt, just for them to pop open so that you can add them to the soup, that would be first prize. But alternatively, if you really want to make a bit of effort at home and you only have that very random can of mussels in the back of your cupboard, then you can happily make this soup recipe and add it to that.
Oh, I'm here for this. This sounds like the mussel soup of my dreams. I'm in. And I'm going to be immune boosting, parasite fighting, deworming, de-germing, and just like good
for me. Deworming and de-germing. But you know what? The surprising thing about this recipe, Danny, I promise you, every single time I serve this to someone, they're like, is there cream in here? But you don't cook with cream. And I'm like, no, there's no cream in there. They're like, but there's milk or butter in here. And I'm like, no, there's no milk or butter in there. There's literally butter beans and unsweetened almond milk in there. And lots of love and effort, because this recipe does cook for roughly about 45 minutes until all the vegetables are soft and the soup is lovely and thick. But if you would like to make, you know, sort of bulk soup and freeze some of this in keep it in the fridge or keep it in the freezer, you can always just thin it out a little bit by just adding a bit of hot water straight from the kettle, just to get that consistency right for you when you defrost it again.
Love. Okay. You see, Izelle just makes life easy and healthy and happy. That's what Izelle Hoffman does. And if you don't follow her yet, you should, because she does that everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, even Twitter, the dark place of the internet. But Izelle, what is happening on your Instagram and your Facebook? What's happening this week?
Danny, I was actually quite excited. We did this whole giveaway with Natural Gold. Go have a look on my website. I think you and I've discussed sort of that product a while back, because it's such a phenomenal health tonic. But if you're not Danny Painter and you don't mix it all from scratch at home, you can in fact buy a bottle of it to your convenience, and it just boosts your immune system and your health just that extra little bit of a step. You know, it's got the apple cider vinegar, it's got raw honey in there, it's got the turmeric, it's got all the good stuff, even cayenne pepper. So it does have that little bit of a, you know, adds that warmness to the back of the throat in the morning. But do try and consume it cold. It is sort of best, and I take things like that up to twice a day. Now, other than that, we also did quite a bit of charity work last week. And I got to play with a beautiful Range Rover Velar in Cape Town, which, I must be honest, I love Gauteng. I do. And I grew up on a farm, so I love the bushveld as well. But there's something about Cape Town and Stellenbosch and Franschhoek and all those beautiful places that just, I don't know, it makes me just get nostalgic a little bit. I don't know how to describe it. It just makes my soul happy.
But it does. It is good for the soul. And I'm really glad that you get to travel, because I was actually saying to someone yesterday, I miss the going. I miss getting in a car or on the airplane and just going, you know, like the excitement of somewhere new, of seeing the mountain or the sea or whatever it is. So I always look forward to your posts wherever you are, because they give me a little bit of hope.
Oh, shame, Daddy. But you know what? Something that I have even picked up with myself lately. Yes, I get to travel maybe a bit more than you, but don't you have like a newfound respect for, you know, animals at the zoo that sort of stuck in a small cage, or, you know, animals that's in just a small confined space in general. I'm like, is this really what they feel like? Because, if I was that bear in the zoo, I was stuck in a small space, I literally would have kept banging my head against the wall. Like, you know, people in general get so frustrated. I find like people that I deal with on a daily basis, all of a sudden is more short-tempered. There's less patience. Everyone is frustrated. Like you say, there's seasonal changes. I mean, if time is going by so quickly. I mean, we're already looking at Easter. You know, I haven't even got rid of all my Valentine's chocolates yet, you know, even though it's still the healthy non-dairy ones, but I haven't even consumed all of those yet. And now already I'm looking for Easter bunnies. You know, it's just time. It's just people make the most of it, because in a blink of an eye, your life can just go just like that.
That's so true. And I think we forget also where we've come from in the last 12 months. You know, exactly 12 months ago, we didn't know where we were going to be today. And we couldn't see the end of it. We were scared. We were all anxious. We were all locked in our houses. We didn't want to touch each other. You know, I remember feeling very anxious. And I think exactly what you say, like, you've got to live every moment, every single moment, no matter what, as long as you wear your mask.
And people, just be kinder to yourself. Just, you know, be a little bit more patient with yourself. Mm-hmm. Becoming out of a situation that, you know, we've never dealt with before. So make the best of every moment and just love yourself a little bit more. I think that's sort of the message I would like to get across this week. And if you want to love yourself a little bit more, cook that pot of soup, because you are going to be loving yourself that little bit more this week.
Follow Izal Hoffman everywhere. Instagram at Izal Hoffman, Facebook Izal Hoffman Lifestyle Shift, and Twitter at Izal Hoffman. And as always, Izal, we will be sharing this on the Jacaranda FM Facebook page. It is on jacarandafm.com. Go check out the recipe. Go listen to the podcast. And Izal and I will be back next week, Tuesday, for Mindful Living.
Yes, same time, same place. Lots of love, guys. Take care of yourself this week. And like Danny said, keep wearing that mask.